With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Envoys from Iran and the United States have arrived in Oman ahead of the first talks over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program since President Trump took office. Again, the talks will be between Iran's foreign minister and the U.S. Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff. As Greg Clugston reports, the president is not backing away from his demand that Iran abandon its ambitions for a nuclear weapon, or there's going to be repercussions. We spoke to Senator Tom Cotton this week. He says even before Donald Trump was elected in 2016, he said he would never allow Iran to build a nuclear weapon.
And he said repeatedly, publicly and privately, over the last couple months, that he can't allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. He'd like to do so with a deal, which would be better for everyone. But if we don't have a deal, there will be bombing.
And the president has repeatedly threatened to unleash airstrikes targeting Iran's nuclear program if a deal is not reached. And that's given Iran's stockpile of uranium and its threat to develop a nuclear weapon. President Trump is open to bringing back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador.
A federal judge told a government lawyer it was extremely troubling that he had no information about the whereabouts of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. A day earlier, the Supreme Court said the administration must facilitate the man's return to the U.S., and President Trump indicated to reporters on Air Force One he would do that if that's what the justices want.
If the Supreme Court said bring somebody back, I would do that. I respect the Supreme Court.
That report from Greg Clugston. Former California Congressman John Campbell says China's the worst trading partner, but it's not alone in maintaining unfair trade with the U.S.
That's why this whole notion that we've had free trade since World War II is not true. It's countries all over the world, except the U.S., have been protecting particular industries that they want to protect.
This is SRN News. Two pro-life states will get their federal funding after all, Michael Harrington reports.
When Oklahoma and Tennessee refused to refer women for abortions, President Biden cut off millions of dollars in federal family planning money to the states. Now President Trump has reversed that decision, releasing the money which the states will use for various kinds of health care. Meanwhile, the new administration is working to stop the flow of taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that each individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state's Supreme Court is coming under scrutiny. There are also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. Seven states use partisan elections, while 14 use nonpartisan ones. Meanwhile, nine states put the burden on governors with appointing justices, and two use legislative appointments. Four have hybrid models, and 14 use a merit selection process. This is SRN News. There's an investigation underway today after a bomb exploded in Greece.
In Athens, Greece, forensic investigators in white coveralls were combing the scene after an explosion near the offices of Hellenic Train, Greece's main railway company. Authorities say a bag containing an explosive device went off on Friday night, causing limited damage. Local media said a newspaper and a website received anonymous calls warning that the bomb had been planted outside the railway company offices. The normally busy area was cordoned off to keep residents and tourists away.
It's a bomb.
There have been criticisms and protests over the government's handling of a 2023 train collision in northern Greece. The disaster killed mostly young people returning to university after a holiday break. The crash exposed severe deficiencies in Greece's railway and safety systems. I'm Jennifer King.
And police officials confirmed that two Greek media organizations received warning calls about the explosive device set to go off within 35 minutes. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.